Yeah, again, that's one of those that's hard to say. And again, I think that's something that probably comes with experience. You know, sometimes basically, like he's saying is, you know, sometimes experience will tell him, okay, you know, I'm going to lift the play another play. I'm going to give this one up, you know, as opposed to going backwards and losing a few yards. You know, sometimes it comes with experience. You know, just like I said, young guys comes in, and especially like you said, with the size he's got, you know, sometimes you just take it and pour it downhill. But that'll come. That's just one of those growing pain things.
Where has he grown since the beginning of last season until now? Where has he grown the most?
I would think for us, our passing game, the pass protections, the route runnings, you know, that's something that, you know, we've been working on with him, and I think he's getting better with it. I think that's a big part for him.
Still a pretty big step down from DeMarco to him there, or is it?
Yeah, I'm going to say yes. You know, you're going to have him mad at me, but I'm going to say yes. From DeMarco and all the stuff, of course, now, again, you know, how many years DeMarco's got, you know, on him? You know, I mean, DeMarco's been doing it longer. DeMarco's been in there 100% longer. DeMarco's seen more. He's got more experience with it. And, of course, you know, DeMarco, his second year in it, he went through growing pain too, you know. But today, you know, DeMarco, yeah, DeMarco's better. He's better in that area, better in that field, but he should be. He's much more experienced.
May not be one thing, but what has to happen to be improve on short yardage runs? I mean, is it a mindset? Is it an execution? Is it kind of a combination of both?
I don't know if it's mindset. I don't think it's mindset. I think the mindset is right. You know, I think we've just got to come up with some situations where we've got to count a little bit more. And again, I'm going to say we, all of us in that room, everybody on the offensive side of the ball, we've got to count a little bit more with what we're doing. You know, we as a group, of course, coaches, we kind of got a little bit of that macho stuff with us too. You know, we believe we got some plays that we believe that's bread and butter. We're going to call our bread and butter, and our bread and butter going to be better than yours, you know. And a couple of times you look up at Jacksonville last year, I mean, golly, they had probably eight guys on the side of the ball where we was going to, you know. And we always had one guy. We just wasn't able to get to him, you know. So we got to come up with something. And as a staff, we sit down and talked about coming up with an idea to adjust to that, adjust to what they did.
Is some of that trusting Marcus more in those situations too, just putting in his hands?
No, that part isn't necessarily on Marcus. Not necessarily in the third and one or third
and
two situation.
On you trusting him more, though, I'm saying.
Well, it's the same thing for us. It's not that we put him – most situations we put him in a situation, trust him to get us in the right play. Those are ones we say, bread and butter, we're going to run it. We're calling it. We're going to go with it. We're going to see if you can stop us. You know, we're going to call it and let it go. We don't ask him to check that. Most of those, we don't check our third and ones or shorts. We don't check those. We just – hey, we just loaded up and said we're coming.
I guess I mean trust him to have the ball in his hand. Not
oh, yeah,
line,
no. I'm sorry. I thought you meant for
– in those situations, putting it in his hands more often than you have been.
Again, as far as a third and one or two, not necessarily. You know, those third and one or two, again, one more time for us, we believe that's where Marcus got to make his money. Same thing he was saying a minute ago when we're sitting down with a halfback who's whatever Derek is, 6'4", 250. Third and one, you got to go get us a third and one. That's our bread and butter. That's our bread and butter play. Of course, we might have to come up with a couple of things. Let Marcus make that play too, because he's shown that he's able to do it. You know, but basically, we just sense
it. About this team not playing a complete game yet this year. You still have faith this offense is going to play a complete game, even though things are stepped up now to the postseason?
Well, I think when we talk as a unit, as an organization about not playing a complete game, wasn't necessarily the offense, it's all of us. You know, it's one day the offense plays pretty good, one day the defense plays pretty good, one day the special team plays pretty good. Just all of us got to step and play our best football on the same day. If we can all get on that same page and we all play a good day, that one day have a good game, all of us, you know, come out and contribute and do some good things, we'll feel like we play a complete game.
How, you get a
How
quarterback?
Much does Marcus running help that on the offense?
Oh, boy, that's a big part. I don't know if to put a percentage on it, but that's tremendous. And when he is – when he's healthy and rolling and running and going, that's a big part of our offense. That's, I can't tell you, 70% or 80%. I'll say this to you, it probably helps us somewhere between 80 and 90%. Because when he's able to take off and go hit one for 10 or hit one for 12, the next thing you know is the guy that was sitting there peeping at him slides a little bit quicker, might be out of his gap just two more inches. Then the next thing you know, it allows Derek to break one or it allows DeMarco to break one. It's a big, big part of our offense. I don't know how to put a number on it, but if you sit there and put a number on it, I'd say probably 80% of what we do and 80% of us being successful on our offense is his ability to create those problems for people.
How did you guys do it adjusting when he wasn't as mobile because he was hurt?
Again, that's something that we kind of done during the course of the year when he was a little bit nicked and he wasn't able to go at full speed. I'm going to say – the game that I could think of, two, three games, was the ones before the bye. The last two, three games right before the bye. You know, we just basically sit around and said, hey, we can't put it all in there. We can't put it on him because he, you know, he was nicked, wasn't 100%. And, you know, it worked out for us.
How do you get a quarterback ready for the, I guess, the pressure and the hype that goes with his first playoff game? Or is it just a matter of just making him approach it like it's another game?
We try to approach it like another game, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not just another game. You know, it's the hype that's behind it. Everything increases probably 1,000-fold. It's just, but the guys who's got it, they've got it in their van. It's just in it. You know, he's been in big games. He being Marcus, he's been in big game. He's, you know, he's played in some of the biggest games in college football history. He's played in good, big games. Now, as far as saying, okay, Kansas City, you know, oh, boy, this is a big game because it's a playoff game. You know, we went to Kansas City last year. About this time, it was cold as hell. It was a big game. I think we had to win to try to stay in it, you know, and we ended up pulling it out. And at the end of the day, it was a big game. You know, we got down by one with a minute left. He put together a drive, kind of him and DeMarco put together a hell of a drive there last year. We kicked the field goal and won the game. That was a big game. And it wasn't a playoff game, but it was a playoff atmosphere.